seemed like the first half you had something figured out, and then the second half they just made a lot of adjustments, huh?
Definitely. I mean, they're probably the best in the league at adjusting, you know, during the game. So, you know, one thing about it, we just got to learn how to adjust as well, you know, because you know they're not going to give you the same looks. And that's what happened. I mean, they came out with something different, and they attacked us early and scored in their first two drives, and that's pretty much the game right there.
Yeah. Is it frustrating as a defense what Peyton does out there? I mean,
what's frustrating is giving up points. You know, it's not really just him. I mean, they're running the ball. I mean, it wasn't like he was doing anything spectacular. It's just their run game was killing us, and then all of a sudden he'll make a play, and then run game, and he'll make a play. It's back and forth.
That's kind of been the theme so far. You can't be able to stop the run in some big games like this, huh?
Yeah, we got to learn how to. We're going to get the best back in the league next week, so we got to definitely figure out a way to stop the run.
They're the best in the NFL still, you think?
Colts? I don't know. Who cares? I mean, it's week to week for us. I mean, I can't worry about where they stack up. We had our chance to beat them today, and we didn't get it done.
Champ, you talk about, you know, trying to prevent the short field today, and unfortunately you gave him two or three short fields, and that's a killer against them.
Yeah, it's just another issue with special teams. I mean, we got to iron that out. I feel like we got so much talent on our special teams, but we're not getting it done. As far as I'm concerned, it's worse in the league right now as far as field position. We got to get better.
I know you're going to be modest, but a couple of times you saved what would have been even longer kickoff returns.
Well, I mean, it's been like that for the first 4 weeks of the season. I shouldn't be making tackles on kickoff, but, you know, it's been happening. I mean, every week we look at it in film and we know what the problems are, but we haven't straightened it out. And one thing got to get straightened out this week, because we're going to get a good returner this week and a good running back, so we got to get it fixed.
How frustrating is it when Peyton Manning seemingly can sit back there forever and really do almost whatever he wants?
It's very frustrating, but, you know, I mean, they had a great game plan, especially in the second half. They adjusted very well, so I mean, my hat goes off to the coordinator and the way he adjusted to what we were doing.
And the other thing, they run the ball. People don't think of them as a running team, but boy, they run it hard and often.
No, they do it what it takes to win. Man, they always run the ball. I mean, they got a good running back. Guy rushed for 1,000 last year. You don't do that without consistently running. So, I mean, it's not like they don't. They just do whatever you allow them to do.
You know, Mike told you guys after the game, there's a lot of talent and character in here, and he knows you guys are going to bounce back. But after a couple losses like this, does the confidence take a bit of a hit?
No, it better not. You know, personally, I know mine is still there, because I know what we're capable of, and we got too much talent in this room to get down on ourselves.
Do they run the ball that well because Peyton is so dangerous and you got to give him so much attention that it allows for the running backs to get some running?
Well, that's part of it. I mean, you know what he's capable of. He's most accurate quarterback we'll probably see all year, so you gotta pay attention to what he does. But up front, it's inexcusable the way we tackle and the way we miss gaps and assignments. It's inexcusable.